The Indians host the White Sox on a chilly Thursday in Cleveland, but Chicago would provide some heat right out of the gate.
Tim Anderson leading off tonight, the shortstop batting right-handed. The wind and tonight's first pitch swung on, belted to deep left field. This is headed for the wall and hits high off the wall and over the wall. Third base ump Jeff Kellogg calls that a home run. How about that? Here's Matt Davidson, right-handed hitting third baseman. He sends a fly to deep right. On the run, El Monte. He's looking up. It's gone. It's 4-0 Chicago. And they are really zeroing in on Tomlin. Matt Davidson with an opposite three-run home run to right. And a big first inning for the Sox, who lead Tomlin and the Tribe 4-0. There's Avisail Garcia. Boy, this is not the guy you want to face with men in scoring position. He singled his first time up. He is now hitting an incredible 410. The pitch to him, and he lines one to center field. That'll be a two-run single. And the White Sox will take the lead by a score of 7-1. Throw came to the plate, but no chance to get Abreu. And going to second on the throw to the plate is Garcia. And Terry Francona is going to make a pitching change, brought to you by your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers. Chicago with a 7-1 lead on the Indians.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Deep right center field. Home run, Michael Brantley. Yeah, slowly but surely, the pieces coming together for Michael Brantley, as there's his first home run on the season. It's now the White Sox 7 and the Tribe 2.
Well, the Indians are going to witness the Major League debut of relief pitcher Michael Martinez. The Indians utility infielder will pitch in the Major Leagues for the first time ever. The pitch swung on a roller to short. Lindor charges, gloves, throws, got him! Michael Martinez works a scoreless ninth inning.
The first big league pitching appearance for Michael Martinez goes well, but the White Sox still win it 10-4. All nine White Sox starters record at least one hit in this ballgame. Avisail Garcia goes 3-for-4. He's batting .452 on the year. The Indians fall to 4-5 on the season, and manager Terry Francona thinks the Pale Hose were well prepared for starter Josh Tomlin.
It seemed like everything was leaking back over the middle. You know, when you throw so many strikes, you know, they were certainly ready to hit from pitch one. And, you know, when he's going good, he locates his fastball or cutter for strike one. And like I said, everything leaked back to the middle. You know, it was quick and it was a lot. I think in a game like that, you always hope that your starter can kind of reel it in, because one, you're risking hurting your bullpen for a couple days, and the simple fact that it's hard to get through a game without somebody getting nicked up. I mean, I thought our guys did a really good job. And we sent Zach out for that third, and the first two guys get on, and, you know, OT couldn't put it out because up to that point, but the guys did great. But, you know, we're still almost coming up an inning short, because you don't want to use everybody. In the second inning, we had a chance. Lonnie made a great throw, and Yandy couldn't handle it, because that saves us two runs right there, and he can go back out.
Up next for the Tribe is a series with the Tigers. Beginning on Friday, Trevor Bauer will start the opener.